This week, the Cambridge podcasters review the latest film from acclaimed South Korean director Bong Joon-ho, Mickey 17, which is currently in theaters. Scott's review, Mickey 17, took me by surprise. Going in, I knew nothing about the source material, just the basic premise teased in the trailer. Honestly, I was expecting an Edge of Tomorrow rehash, but with Robert Pattinson, which, let's be real, wouldn't have been a bad thing. But what I got was something entirely different, something far more thought-provoking, weirdly beautiful, and unexpectedly profound. It's hard to put this movie into a box. Sci-fi? Sure. Thriller? At times. Existential crisis wrapped in stunning cinematography? Absolutely. No matter what you're looking for, whether it's political allegory, social commentary, or just a visually mesmerizing trip, Mickey 17 has something that will stick with you. You'll leave the theater thinking about something, even if you're not entirely sure what. Robert Pattinson delivers another compelling performance, perfectly embodying the film's eerie, philosophical tone. But the real scene stealer is Mark Ruffalo, who chews up every moment he's on screen. And of course, Bong Joon-ho once again proves why he's one of the most visionary directors working today. The cinematography is breathtaking, even in the most gruesome moments. Watching a man's hand get severed has never looked so strangely beautiful. This is a film that demands to be seen on the big screen. Its scale, its visuals, its sheer ambition, everything about it deserves that immersive theater experience. Final verdict? A solid 7/10. Not what I expected, but in the best way possible. Chris's review, you would think that the filmmaker behind Oscar winner Parasite and dystopian action film Snowpiercer plus Robert Pattinson, Mark Ruffalo, Steven Yeun, Toni Collette, and a $118 million budget would turn out a mind-blowing sci-fi film, you would be wrong. Instead, we got a 2-hour and 17 minutes presentation on the politics of writer, director Bong Joon-ho shoehorned into a movie that should have been a Netflix limited series. The movie isn't bad, it's just not good. It's slow and bloated and has big peaks and valleys when it comes to how engaging it's going to be. Regardless of the pacing and ho-hum plot, the acting is fantastic. Pattinson plays opposite himself and Ruffalo plays a spot on caricature of a certain world leader whose supporters wear red hats. If you are a big sci-fi lover who likes a little politics on the side, then check this out in theaters. For everyone else, wait for it on streaming. 5 stars out of 10. Scott Vega and Chris Langford are friends and movie lovers that host the Cambridge-based podcast How Do You Like That Movie? A show full of hot takes on current blockbusters, indie darlings and classics. For a deeper dive into these film and others, check Scott and Chris out at howdoyoulikethatmovie.com, on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.